Are you hearing me?
I said, this is these power that he defeated.
Now let's go on. Far above all rule, authority, and powers, dominion, and every name that is named above every title that can be what? Conferred, not only in this age. This is the age of grace. This is the age of grace. He said not only in this age, but what? In the world. And in this world. But also in what? The age and the world which are to come. Hallelujah. Let's just keep going. And he has what? Whoa now. Will you somebody help me out? When you get all of Houston, Mississippi, how much do you have? Is anything left? When you get all of me, how much do you have? When you get all of you, how much do you have? He said he put what? How many things? All things where? Why do we tell the devil, get behind me? Why don't you remind him to get where he belongs? See, we got to stop just singing something because somebody's singing. And sometimes people get offended when you're correcting with the word. You need to get out of unbelief. That's what's messing people up. Because you can get a person to sing something before you can get them to confess it. If you want him to, if Satan have found that out, if you want to get some poison in a person, just get a bunch of song called gossip and put a bunch of unbelief in. We'll grab and put a little beat to it. We'll grab it like a dog with a bone. You know I'm telling the truth. And then somebody come up and bring some correction to it, you get all offended and bent out of shape, mad, and don't know that's what's keeping you in bondage. That sound good. I don't give a, well, let me go. I don't care. You can't go on what sounds good. You got to go on what you know is good. And he said, and he has put all things where? Under his feet. And did what? And has appointed him the universal and head, supreme head of the church. A headship exercise throughout the church. Watch it now. You got to keep this in mind. Which is his body. He has a headship. Will y'all be so kind to help me out? What is this up here? Who headed that? But I got it on your body, don't I? Oh, I got a body tomorrow. Oh, I do? Thank you. He just said he's the head of the church and he can't be the body. My head is my head. But who is the body? He just said, which is his body, who we are. We are his body. Where do my head go and my body don't go? Wherever my head go, my body have to take it. But my head give thee what? Instruction, order, direction. But when I let my body rule, guess what? I'm going places my head don't want to go. The body have to be under the authority of the head. Hallelujah. Now let's back up and get something. Back up one scripture. Get me back to 22.
And he has put all things on his feet and appointed him head. Appointed him head. Now watch this. Let me see what I want, how I want to do that. Listen to this. I'll go there later. I'm coming back to verse. I want to come back to verse 19 in a minute. Listen to this. He made us one with himself. When he spoiled principalities, powers, delivered from them, cutting them off from us, and stopping their rule and control over us, and giving us authority over them. So that by one, and I say one, Jesus Christ, we shall reign in life. We shall reign in life. Romans 5:17 says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gifts of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Now, what's going to stop us from reigning if all this surpassing greatness of his power has been deposited in us, and we believe everything the Word says, and we act on it? Now, who's going to stop us from reigning? As long as you and I, as long as you and I allow fear, doubt, unbelief to have place in us, that we don't believe and don't act and don't use our faith, don't know that we're righteous, don't know that we have been set right with God, then we won't take action on it. Kind of give you an idea what I'm talking about. They were showing some kind of commercial on TV. And they had this wall, seemed like it's about this wide. But they were walking on the thing, but the thing lacked 30, 40, maybe 50 feet in the air. I said, if it's a foot and a half off the ground, I'll walk. You put me up and you wouldn't get me close. I wouldn't even go near. Wonder what's keeping me from going there. As long as you fear, don't trust what the Word says, won't obey the Word. Fear, doubt, unbelief will keep you out of the things of God. I'm going to say it again. Fear, doubt, and unbelief will keep you from the things of God. You don't believe that you can do it. You don't believe you'll get it this time. You know why the heart don't believe? Can I talk to you? You know why a person's heart don't believe? Because it hadn't been fed the Word of God enough to persuade it, convince it. Your heart will do what you put in it. You know why your car won't run on water? If it did, water go up $5 a gallon tomorrow. You know why it won't run on water? It's not designed. You know why you can't get the things of God? Unbelief won't get it. It's not designed. It said believer. A believer has to believe. The way you know you're believing, you're acting. You're doing what the Word says. And that's called faith.